escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Jeremy, is it too soon?
I mean, we got to ask Ben if it's too soon.
Is it too soon? The name of this song is Free Falling.
Ben doesn't even remember it, though.
That's probably best that way.
Did it really happen if he doesn't remember it?
Oh, yes. He could have played. He could have played Biggie. Was it all a dream?
Ben doesn't deserve that.
Joining us right now.
Okay, right now, y'all are terrible. Like Charles Barkley said, y'all terrible.
Hey, if it wasn't you, I wouldn't do it.
Hey, I understand.
First of all, Ben, for the people that's listening, they want to know, I had several texts since we just said you were coming on. How you feeling, man?
Man, Rob, I'm actually feeling good. I mean, I think everybody involved, including the doctors and the Orioles, felt like it wasn't a great idea to call back-to-back games yesterday. So it let me off the hook for game two, you know. And I guess I don't know anything about concussions, but I was just listening to the neurologist. I guess screen time, looking at your phone, looking at your iPad, looking at the monitor is not good coming off a concussion. And he said, look, you might have these symptoms out to 4 months from now. So I was like, he said, you know, the Orioles were like, hey, take a week off if you need to. And doctors said, Ben, you're going to have these out for 4 months, and there could be some stuff going on, nothing serious, but just keep an eye on it. I said, well, hell, I'm going to go back to work, you know, and so I came back to Baltimore, and glad I did, and I feel fine, you know, I'm doing fine.
And there's nothing that's going to keep you out of that tree stand the next time, right?
No, I'm just going to have a safety harness on next time. You can bet you can. And look, I told people this all the time, and I wanted to educate people, but I always wear a safety harness when I hunt. I always do. The mistake I made when I'm going up and down, checking stands like I was doing the other day, because I got a 35 bow stands on my place. So I'm running and gunning up and down, just checking, make sure everything's okay, trim and whatever. And made a mistake, didn't put a safety harness on. So you can bet one thing, I'll have one on all the time now.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody has ever fallen any sort of distance, understand how far he fell and how lucky he was that's, you know,
hey,
what
Jeremy,
he came back with.
If it's ever reported that I fell out of a tree stand, what does that mean?
That somebody put
you
there.
The world is ending, Rob. The world is ending. Everybody better run and hide.
Somebody put him there.
Because I ain't going up there. Ben, this team is playing some baseball. Jeremy and I have been saying all year, it's tough to play with these injuries. They're getting some guys back. Adley Rushman's back. It's starting to look good on offense right now.
No, it looks really good, y'all. And it really is as simple as that, is this team is offensively almost whole. You know, it's not there yet. And look, we probably won't even play one team all year long with the offense that we thought we would have when spring training rolled around. And I mean, the only regular you're missing right now, of course, is Ryan Mountcastle, you know, who's burning it up on his rehab start, by the way, right now. But I have a feeling by the time Ryan Mountcastle gets here, then we're going to lose some offensive pieces to trade, you know. And so I don't know if this offense has ever been whole, but I tell you what, from what I'm seeing right now, man, it is fun to watch. I mean, me and Kevin Brown looked at each other a couple games ago when the Blue Jays series started and Rutch got back. We went, man, I like this offense. Like, this offense has got a chance to make some noise. And, man, have they ever made some noise on this homestand. It's been fun to watch. And, when Rutch walked back in, Tony Mancelino said it best. He said their eyes lit up a little bit. There was a lot of hugging and high-fiving or whatever. It just gives you a degree of confidence to see your dude start to come back. And, of course, it started with Kowser and Westberg, you know, and then T.O. comes off the IL. Man, how good has he been? I mean, this is a guy that we thought we were getting, right? And it's about keeping guys on the field and keeping them healthy, and now Rutch is back, and this offense is exploding. You know, I wrote something down a while ago. When this homestand began, the Oriole offense was ranked 23rd out of 30 teams. You know what the guys – they're ranked 14th now.
Wow.
That's what kind of homestand they have had offensive. They've gone from 23rd to 14th best offense in baseball just on this homestand.
Hey, Ben, what do you think about what Kobe Mayo is doing now that he's been given an opportunity? It seems – I hate saying a guy's figured it out, but it seems like he is figuring it out.
No, it definitely – look, it's something to get excited about. I don't want to get the fans too excited about because there's going to be peaks and valleys with Kobe, right? I mean, he is learning. He's making adjustments. I will say this. He's working his tail off, man. It's every day he's out there working at first base. He is working, trying to become a solid defender on defense. But he's made a few adjustments, as everybody's noted, you know, and he kind of straightened his stance up. They want him more upright in the batting stance. He kind of lowered his elbow a little bit to make things simpler for him. But, yeah, look, I think he's a guy that, you know, and while this season just absolutely stinks, you know, from what we hoped it would be with spring training, the silver lining is this, is people like Kobe Mayo and Samuel Basayo and Kyle Bradish will come back, and they'll get to come back and get a lot of reps toward the end of the year, you know. And, look, if the Orioles were in the hunt right now, man, I don't know that Mayo would be getting a lot of reps. And so, you know, I think he'd be platooning. But now that they've, you know, pretty well fallen out of the race, but although they're playing great baseball right now, I think you're going to see Kobe pretty much an everyday player from here to the end of the season.
Ben McDonald joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ben, today, my guy, Dean Kramer is on the mound. Dean Kramer has the first month of the season at an ERA of 7. Over 7. Right now, his ERA is, just over 4, 4.23. So that tells you he's been balling since then. What, in your opinion, when Dean Kramer looks back on the 2025 season, in your opinion, what has he accomplished?
Well, I mean, as you know, Rob, Dean's always been a slow starter.
Yeah.
And if you'll go back and look at his career, man, his second half numbers are always better than his first half number. I think what he's always looked at is go, why can't I get out of the gates quickly? You know, and you mentioned, I mean, look, it was a 7 ERA the first 6 starts of the year, you know. And then the month of May rolled around and he went to work. It was 2.72, yeah, and he just started rolling from there. I think when I look back on Dean, you know, you'll remember early this year, the pitch for him last year was that split-finger fastball. Opponents hit 139 on that pitch. He didn't have that pitch for whatever reason, Rob, when the season began. Like, he couldn't find it. He couldn't throw it near the zone. He couldn't throw it for a strike. It wasn't really an out pitch for him at all. And I didn't think his fastball command was great either early. But he's really buckled down the last 3 or 4 months. And I wrote this down this morning. I mean, his last 15 appearances, y'all, he is 6-3 with a 3.2 ERA to tell you how he's been. Now, remember, the average big league starter's ERA in big league baseball is 4.1 right now. And Dean Kramer's a 3.27 over his last 15 appearances. So, yes, he looks like a real dude right now. And that's what this team needs, man. And if you're a starting pitcher for the Orioles right now, you can't wait to get on the bump because that offense behind you right now is exploding, and it's a good way to finish the last couple of months of the season.
I don't know if you noticed, how weird was it seeing Dominguez get traded mid-game and knowing that in the minor league the same damn thing's happening where they're walking to a different clubhouse? And my favorite thing about Dominguez is they rushed his jersey. They put the 8 upside down. You got to look really hard to see it, but they did.
that's some strange. I mean, we've heard about those things happening before, you know, but it's, first of all, it's very strange to be traded, you know. And then when you're traded, all you got to do is walk down the hallway and pop into another clubhouse. It's really weird, you know. Then you pitch against your own team that night is super weird. But, you know, Dominguez is a pro, you know, and we all hate to see him go, man. He did so good for the Orioles, you know, here lately. I think his last 23 appearances, man, he was just off the hook. He came up with that split-finger fastball, and it made a big difference for him. And so he'll do really good things for the Blue Jays, you know, and he's a super pro. I really like him. But I also like the kid that we got in return, just kind of watching some video of that kid last night, you know. And he had a similar situation as Dominguez did. He just kind of walked across the hallway, you know. And so, yeah, I mean, Mike Elias is doing kind of what we thought he would do. And unfortunately, and look, we understand this is the ugly side of the business, right? But unfortunately, I don't think the trades are done, and I think we're going to probably lose a couple of more guys.
Ben, last night, Kyle Bradish, 3 2/3, 1 hit. He only threw 38 pitches to get through 3 2/3. He looked really good. It's going to be exciting to see him pitch at the major league level again.
Yeah, man, I can't wait. I mean, to see him and Tyler Wells, and I'm still got my fingers crossed that we see Grayson maybe for an outing or two there in the month of September. Who knows what's going to happen. But, yeah, just to get Kyle Bradish back. I mean, you go back to what he did a couple years ago, guys, finishing top 5 in the in the Cy Young. Like, he's what I call a real number one. Like, if he can return to that form from a – it ain't like this dude is a three or a four. This is a dude who can sit at the top of your rotation and go out there every fifth day and just dominate opponents. You know, he gives you a chance every time he hops on the bump. And so you get that dude back, you know, next year. Now, the downside, like we've talked about, Rob, me and you've talked about this a lot, is the Orioles are going to need starting pitching next year because – you know, Kyle Branch is not going to be able to give you 30 starts next year. Tyler Wells can't give you 30 starts. If Grayson comes back next year, he can't give you 30 starts because they haven't pitched much this year. And so you're still going to need depth in your rotation. But just to see KB come back and Kyle Branch, when he comes back, man, it's going to be a plus. I can't wait to see him. I hope, you know, probably need about three more rehab starts, and we'll probably see Kyle Bradish here at the big league level.
I can't wait, man. Can't wait. Game starts today, 12:35. Old's Extra pregame show at 12 with Melanie Newman. Ben, thanks a lot, my friend.
Anytime, guys. Take care.
All right, thanks, Ben.
410-583-1057 is the number. There's nothing sacred on this show, is it?
There isn't nothing sacred. It's, I mean, everything is up for grabs. And, like, it's just funny to me the way that people react to something.
It's funny. I'll let you know real quick. I asked Joe to play that song, but I didn't have to do a lot of convincing.
Said, I don't know about that, man.
That's all he said. You all think Joe's good? Joe's just as bad. Trust me. It's just as bad.
It is, like, again, we all pick our moments, and there's certain guys you know that will go along with it and have fun.
Yeah.
And Ben's clearly one of those guys.
Excuse me, hit the call line. He was already laughing. What does this ankle injury mean to not only Isaiah Likely's contract extension talks, but what does the extension mean for Mark Andrews? We'll talk about that at 8:30. But on the other side, Jeremy Kahn, we're giving out shovels.
Yeah, I'm going to give a shovel out to myself. I'll give you the reason why, but it sucks to be me sometimes.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter. At BBMS 105.7 The Fan, shovels next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS, 1057 The Fan. Jeremy Kahn, give yourself a shovel.
Yeah, the shovel goes to me. Yesterday, my wife was going out to dinner with her roommate back when we first met. They kind of lives grow apart and saw each other at her 40th birthday. So they were going out to dinner. So like lunch and dinner was on me yesterday, which means I'm going to pick up something to eat because my lazy ass ain't cooking. So I started off by going to Jersey Mike's, who I love. I think they're great. Somehow, some way, I got rosemary bread, which I didn't want. And I got mayonnaise on my sandwich, which I definitely didn't want. Because when you asked me, what do you want on it? And I said, only this and nothing else. Yeah, it's not mayonnaise. So I get home and I'm looking at it. I'm going, man, that looks like a lot of cheese because it's like white American that they use. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just mayonnaise. It was just a blast, man. Like, it looked like it was smothered. So then, all right, now my phone's recording everything I'm saying. This is awesome. Exactly. And I know you didn't say that on the air. my phone picked up everything we were just talking about. Now I got to delete it all. Now, The other thing that happened was, what did we talk about yesterday? It was Wing Day.
Yes.
And we wanted to, like,
it's actually Wing Week, but yes, yesterday Wing
Day. So I brought up Popeyes. Popeyes got wings, right? So then I had in my mind that's what I wanted for dinner all night, was I'm going to get the deal and get some stuff from Popeyes. So my lazy ass gets in my spaceship and I DoorDash. So what do you get with the DoorDash? You don't get the deal. You don't get the free six wings, right?
Yeah.
Then on top of it, I picked a meal where it was like four different types of wings because I wanted to try their flavors. So I put the order in. DoorDash driver calls me, says, hey, they're out of all them flavors. This is what they have. So I end up getting two. And not that they were bad. They were fine. Then they forget the one thing I wanted that I really wanted that I ordered. That's not in there. And as I'm going through it, I didn't even get anything I wanted yesterday. Like, I got food from two places and both of them got messed up. And here's my sorry ass sitting there going, how did we get here? Because you're too lazy to get up and drive and go pick what you want.
Some people, when they get drunk, you take their keys away because they drive.
They gotta take
when
my
Jeremy
phone away.
Gets high, they got to take the phone away.
I'm not even
because he's door dashing.
I'm not even
you
kidding.
Are the DoorDash addict, dude.
I texted Ed the one time. I DoorDashed four pieces of cheesecake one time and paid $60. And I woke up and there was only one there. I don't even know what happened to the other three. Maybe I do.
My shovel goes to the Toronto Blue Jays. Folks, you all love bunting. You think bunting is the answer to everything. I don't know why they don't play small ball, why they don't bunt. Last night, the Baltimore Orioles went to the bullpen, Jeremy, for a young man that does not have any career saves, Corbin Martin. I don't know if you saw Corbin Martin. Were you watching the game in the ninth inning, Joe, when Corbin came in? All right, for those of you who were watching, Corbin Martin was so nervous when he came into the game, I'm not exaggerating, he couldn't open up the bullpen fence. That's how nervous he was. He was so nervous. When Frenchie came out to visit him, he brought a towel for him to wipe off the sweat. That's how nervous he was. He was so nervous that he couldn't find the strike zone. He walked the first, he hit a batter, the first batter, then he walked Heinemann, and he couldn't find the strike zone at all. So you got runners on first and second, tie game, no one out, top of the ninth. Straw comes up. Squares up the bunt, ball. Squares up the bunt, ball two. You just hit a batter and walked a batter. Why are you bunting? On a 2-0 count, why are you bunting? I'm making you throw a strike because the ball, the third pitch was actually another ball. You should be 3-0 right now. Let him walk the bases loaded.
Yep.
But no, let's bunt. Let's play small ball, you idiot. The guy can't find the strike zone. So what do? Now you give him an out. Now he's feeling good about himself. He strikes Lucas out looking, and then, I'm about to say Dante Bichette. Bo Bichette swings at a ball at the bill of his cap. You bailed this guy out who was a shell of himself. He was nervous. The dude couldn't open up the bullpen gate. He was fumbling with it and fidgety and... And it with a 2-0 count for a pitcher who can't find the strike zone, you go out of the strike zone to give him an out.
Yes.
How is that good strategy? But you all love bunting. Bunting is the answer to everything in baseball. Bunting is the dumbest thing in baseball, man. It's the dumbest thing.
I was listening.
The only time I'm ever bunting is if I'm in the bottom of the 10th inning, I got a ghost runner on, and that team, the visiting team, didn't score. I'm bunting them over to third, and I got options to get them home.
Here's an interesting thing. The Blue Jays broadcasting crew was talking about when Gunner tried to lay down that bunt. And they were like, oh, I love it when you do that. You're going to take a strike, and then you're showing the third baseman that, the pitcher, you're a little concerned about what he's bringing. I never looked at it that way. Like, yeah, go ahead, give me a strike if that's what you want to do. You want to try to bunt down there? We'd rather take the bat out of your hand. You know, if you're going to get a single – go ahead, get your single.
It's dumb. I'm like, dude, why are you still squaring up the bunt? It's a 2-0 count, and Martin can't find the strike zone. Why are you doing? You don't want my. I had a little league coach tell me once, not tell me, told another guy. He said, you know, sometimes when you square up the bunt and you're faking, because you're not in little league, they fake the bunt and pull back. He said, you're giving the pitcher the strike zone. You're giving him something to throw at. Why are you doing that? I'm not, again. There's one time I'm bunting. I'm not talking about bunting for a hit. If you're good enough to bunt for a hit, fast enough to do that, do that. That's a base hit. That's different. But the only time I'm giving you an out is if I have my ghost runner, bottom of the 10th inning, and you didn't score in the top of the 10th inning. Now I move him to third, and I have several options to end the game. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jeremy Kahn's Daily Line at 9:15. But on the other side, Isaiah Likely goes down. Reports off from Jameson Hensley that it's a fracture in his foot. He could be back by week one. But there was some contract extension talks yesterday. What does it mean to that? And what does an extension mean to the future of Mark Andrews? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So yesterday, we had word that a contract extension for Isaiah Likely was imminent. Am I right?
Yeah.
That was the word. And then a couple of hours later, we heard Isaiah Likely went down with an ankle injury. And now we're hearing it's a foot fracture. He could be back. Speedy recovery, could be back week one. Week one is possible. However, two questions here. Does that injury stall the contract extension talks? And ultimately, what does a contract extension likely mean for Mark Andrews? Let's start with the first one. Do you think it stalls it?
No, not at all. Not in the least bit. Because this isn't like, if he blew out his knee, maybe it would. But that's not the case. This is a short-term injury. And even then, if he had an injury like that, I still think the Ravens would want to sign him and bring him back in hopes that he can get back to his form. But yeah, I don't think it has any type of delay on the contract extensions. All those things are going to go down. And oh, by the way, you know, it's his agent dealing with them and coming back with the answers. And people are pointing out the Jake Ferguson contract that he got, that, you know, it's kind of right where Likely should be. He's going to end up getting more than that, I think. But we'll just have to see how much. The other part of it, I don't know what it does for Mark Andrews, because my assumption is that Andrews will get paid, but I think he'll have to sign these 2-year deals, 1-year deals, now that he's at the back end of his career and wherever that may be, whether that's in Baltimore and he wants to stay here on the cheap or cheaper than what you'd expect. Maybe that's something, but I don't expect that from him. Ultimately, Likely getting paid should help any tight end that's coming up. I just don't know what it does for the veteran tight ends.
Right.
I think he ends up helping guys like Brock Bowers and some of the other guys get more money.
I agree with you on the first part, 100%. I don't think there's much of a chance that Mark Andrews comes back.
Well, I don't know if he comes back or not. I'm just saying I don't know that it helps him in his type of contract, that what he's going to get, because he's a vet. And I don't know how many years somebody's going to sign an older tight end to. I think he might have to do a couple of those 2- and 3-year deals or whatever whenever he finishes his career. And he's got to decide, is the money more important now, or does he want to chase championships? And does the team and he have something that, you know, that they could come to an agreement with him coming back? I don't expect any of that. I'm just, you know, kind of crossing all the bridges.
The tight end room is so good, though, man.
They draft tight ends so well, though.
Yeah, see, and that's the thing.
Don't want a season like this where they all come up and they're free agents, because then you're like, what happens if we swing and miss, or do we just end up overpaying for somebody or not getting the guy we want? Because out of that group, Likely's the guy you want. He's the youngest. He's the most explosive.
He's the freakiest. Yeah. He's a freakish athlete.
Christian,
man.
Wilkins freaky.
No, not that.
Maybe
freaky.
Not that freaky. Right.
No. He's Lamar Jackson freaky.
Okay.
That's a different freaky.
Yeah, that's an athletic freaky.
Yeah, and I think the world of him, man. I love that guy, man. I do. Coastal Carolina kid. I think if he is your primary receiver, he's doing things that, did you just see? Did he just? He's giving you those moments.
Mm-hmm.
He's giving you those. Did you just see that moment?
Do you think I'd be off base saying he's the most athletic tight end in the league?
No, I don't think so. I don't think you'll be off base.
Because
I said to you, other than Lamar Jackson, he is the most jaw-dropping athlete on the team. Kyle Hamilton makes better plays.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not arguing. I'm not saying he's the best player. That's Kyle Hamilton other than Lamar Jackson. But as far as the jaw-dropping, did he just do that ability, the wow ability? Only Lamar Jackson on this team, in my opinion, possesses more wow factor.
Yeah, I kind of feel like Isaiah Likely, and you'd have to go back and look at what a freak he was, is Darren Waller without the drug habit. Like, if you watch Darren Waller and the, like, look at what he did with the Raiders and when he went out west and the numbers he put up. Double-digit tight touchdowns, putting up yards, being a primary receiver on a team. Like, if you came into the season and Isaiah Likely was your number one target, ain't any issues with that. Yeah, we'd like you to improve your wide receivers, but he's that good.
What is, what was that Ludacris song? I'm coming for that number one spot.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah Likely is going to take what everyone thought Kyle Pitts had. He's going to take it from
him. It's funny that you say that. What
you thought Kyle Pitts was going to, he's taking it from him.
I was literally going to say the only other tight end that I think is on his level as far as athleticism is Kyle Pitts, but he hasn't shown it at the NFL level.
No.
Like the biggest joke in, or ongoing joke in fantasy sports is, hey, it's Kyle Pitts' breakout year. Man, will you stop that nonsense? It's been his breakout year every year.
Well, in his defense, who has he had to help him break out?
Penix Jr. said that he's been his best target in training camp.
That's fine. But honestly, in his defense, I mean, Isaiah Likely comes in. He has Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To get him the ball. And he has pieces around him.
And don't get twisted what I said. I understand Travis Kelce, the best tight end in the league, and you're probably tipping.
We're talking about turning the page.
We're talking about athleticism. Yeah. Like, you don't get a lot of tight ends that are explosive. Antonio Gates, when he came in the league, explosive. That basketball ability and how it transitioned. I mean, you can look at certain guys, and this isn't me telling you all the big white dudes aren't athletic, because Brock Bowers and that receding hairline, very athletic. But it's different when you watch Isaiah Likely catch a 3-yard swing pass and then shove a guy to the ground and then beat everybody to the end zone, which he's very capable of doing. I believe he did that against Kansas City week one last year.
I'll give you one. That great play Lamar Jackson made, the sideline, to throw in the back of the end zone to Isaiah Likely. Look at the work that Isaiah Likely did to get that wide open.
Yep.
That's wide receiver work. He tremendous work to even get back to the ball. And find, it's two sides of that play.
He put up those types of numbers that you go look at it, which is a good season for anyone. He put those numbers up as being basically tight end two here because Mark Andrews had the highest touchdown equity of a receiver's ever had in Ravens history.
And I'm glad you brought Mark Andrews up because I'm not taking anything away from that dude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. I would like, in a perfect world, to sign Mark Andrews to like a 2-3 year extension.
How have they not won a damn Super Bowl the past 2 years, man?
Well, there's the fumble, there's the interceptions, there's the drop 2-point conversion.
Was that Sarah Ellison that we played talking to Marlon Humphrey earlier where they were just talking?
No, that's Mina Kimes.
It was Mina Kimes. I'm sorry.
This is my girl.
Mina Kimes, like hearing her talk about it and like going back to watching Ravens postseason games, and you normally have something you can look at and say, they lost because of this, they lost because of that. Like she talked about the Chiefs losing the Super Bowl because their offensive line couldn't stop the pass rush against the Bucs and against the Eagles. Now, it is funny, you go back to the Ravens games, you're like, they didn't punt once. They had weird turnovers, like unusual turnovers, fumbling through the end zone. You had a guy that doesn't fumble, catch a ball, it's going to be for first down. Mm-hmm. Who knows where you're going to go down and get points somehow, some way, more than likely. And he fumbles in the middle of the field. You get him into the end zone, it's a 2-point conversion. He's wide open and drops the easiest pass he ever could. We don't know what happens after that. Like, but again, you probably feel good about your momentum going.
The Toronto Blue Jays are absolutely legit. Now, we've seen the last three games, what the Orioles season could have been in 2025. We'll talk about that at 9 o'clock. But on the other side, some contract talks, AFC, North check-in. Hendrickson set to end his holdout, and Browns owner Jimmy Haslam speaks out on the Shedeur Sanders pick. Just stop talking. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need
to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have good process, okay? And if you'd have told me Friday night driving home y'all are going to pick Shadur, I would say that's not happening. But we had a conversation early that morning, and then we had a conversation later that day. I think we had the right people involved in the conversation. At the end of the day, that's Andrew Barry's call. Andrew made the call to pick Shadur. Just like who's going to start or what play we're going to call is Kevin's call. But that's Andrew's call. He made the call.
That's Jimmy Haslam, owner of the Cleveland Browns. Jeremy, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Other than the one I just asked.
Sure.
What pick did Steve Bisciotti make for the Ravens?
I don't remember him making any picks for the Ravens.
So there's no need for Steve Bisciotti to stand up and tell you that was Eric DaCosta's pick?
I don't think so. I don't think DaCosta is going to reach out. I mean, there are a couple owners in football, Jerry Jones, that does that.
Jimmy Haslam.
Yeah.
Why do we need the owner to clarify that it wasn't his pick? This is why you're dysfunctional. I don't ever remember that press conference coming from Steve Bisciotti. I don't. Give me another great owner. We don't hear from them and making those comments like the game. Do you hear that from the Pittsburgh Steelers camp? Do you? You don't hear that. Robert Kraft is not coming up back when they were running. That wasn't my pick. No. Great owners don't do that.
No.
Because you don't question that great owners are in on those picks.
Owners, you're supposed to hire the people to make the tough decisions, and when it comes down to finances, you make the tough decisions. Like for example, baseball is a perfect example with no salary cap. Do we want to take on a $60 million contract?
Perfect example.
Now?
Yeah, that's like, what owners probably get involved a little bit more then.
Yeah, anything with finances, they should be like making a pick.
What's up with my honeydew melon?
No, I'm good. It does look really good though. I do like me some melon.
I don't like watermelon, but I love honeydew. And cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe's my favorite fruit. I like honeydew melon, Thornton melon.
And melons.
Oh.
Now.
That's a very good point.
Now, on the other side, you got Cincinnati. Now, the difference between the contract with Hendrickson is guaranteed money. Hendrickson is expected today, right, Joe, to end his holdout and to come to camp, leave Florida and come to camp. Jeremy, if I was holding out, you know how I would hold out?
How?
It'd be a hold in. I'm showing up and I'm watching you not make the plays that I would make if I was playing. I would make that play. And I'm gonna let the coach and the GM see me standing there with my arms folded as they see some jabroni on the field not doing what I can do. Y'all still don't want to pay me? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll just sit here.
I had Garceau told me in this industry one time where somebody said, "Do you know how many people want your job?" He said, "Yeah, there's a lot, but how many people can do it the way I do it?"
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and not being conceited or anything. Like, it's just, it's a matter of the give and take, and also, I mean, you're going to pay for a premium product as well, and that's what you're going to get in football. It almost seems like Haslam just wanted to come out and say, "Hey, if this goes wrong, it's not my fault."
Exactly.
But if it goes good, I'll be the guy going, "Well, see, I told him it was okay to draft him."
See, and as far as doing your job, Jeremy. A lot of guys know more sports than you.
I don't think so.
But
can
they convince people to listen to them for 4 hours?
I love it when the
job is to convince you to listen. It ain't to spit out a bunch of stats that people can find on the internet. The job is to make you listen.
See, and it's funny too because like going back and forth with people and everybody, whenever it comes to sports, people will tell you how much more they know than you. And sometimes they're just jackasses about it. But, you know, I've been doing this for a living for a long time. And like, I'm not going to go back and forth, but we've been talking in the commercial breaks about the messages that keep getting sent in about Elias. Well, let me read this then and see what you think, kind of comparing what people say about GMs and ownership. I literally had a guy send me a message saying, farm system's not by themselves. There's other factors, many of which Elias has failed at. Developing said farm system, which I listed all the players at the major league level right now that came from our farm system that he drafted. That's our entire core. You don't get to say you don't develop guys when they're all at the major league level, you dummy. And then on top of it, these are the things that drive me nuts. Utilizing said farm system at the major league level, i.e. all those players. Utilizing said farm system to acquire major league level talent. So they didn't trade for Rodgers. They didn't trade for Eflin. They didn't trade for Burns. They didn't trade Lopez to go get prospects that turned into Yennier Cano and Cade Povich. They didn't trade and get Kyle Bradish. Oh, wait a minute. They did? Wow. That's what happened? And lastly, supplementing said farm system with quality free agents. That's the one thing that you can point at and say they didn't get quality free agents, right? They didn't get the pitchers you wanted, especially in the market this offseason. Is this who they thought Tyler O'Neill would be? I don't think they thought he'd hit a home run in four consecutive games or keep doing this over and over again. But it is weird to see that this guy's finally started hitting and that's who they thought they were getting. But we knew from Jump Street that he's a streaky player and, you know, you don't know if he's going to stay. Well, you know he's not going to stay healthy because his track record says that.
You called that this year, before the season started.
The only thing I'm saying is be critical, but be fair. Like, there are so many people out there that no matter what Elias does, you guys are going to crap all over him. And I'm not in the same boat as you guys. I think he's way better than you give him credit for. Do you remember where our farm system was before this? And the fact about spending money in free agency, how many years have we had this new owner? One? We've had one offseason where we knew he was getting the team.
Yeah.
And that one offseason, he trades for Burns. If you guys want to say he didn't spend enough money, he spent a lot of money, but he didn't spend it on the right players. Okay, I'm listening to you. But again, we go back to this. Be fair about the other stuff. This is what bothers me. It's like you can be critical and not be a jackass and try to turn something into something that's not there. And I'm not going to go back and forth on Twitter all day with you. I just don't have the time, and you ain't worth my effort.
Jeremy Collins, Daily Line at 9:15. Vinny Serrato in studio for his training camp report at 9:30. But on the other side, speaking of Orioles, over the last three games, did we see what could have been for the 2025 season? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man Is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.